Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This whole Devers situation and the totality of this team, then one Dave Fleming, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game, up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? Dave, good morning. Let's just ask the question right now. How did you react on Father's Day? And by the way, happy belated Father's Day to you. How did you react to the news when it hit your phone that Rafael Devers was becoming a San Francisco Giant?
Well, I probably reacted like almost everybody. I at first I was like, seriously? What? And I guess I probably had like a 10-minute head start to everybody. I had a little tip off that it was coming. And it was, you know, we were in the booth at Dodger Stadium and getting ready for the game. And then, you know, I heard that, and I heard who might be involved, and then I got on the binoculars and I looked down, you know, toward the bullpen, and I see Sean Jelly get up, and I'm like, okay. I mean, I'd been downstairs just, you know, about a half hour prior to that, and everything seemed kind of normal. So it's pretty amazing how quiet they kept this and how hard they must have been working behind the scenes. But I was tickled. I mean, I had a huge smile on my face, and we kept saying in the booth, like, is this real? Did they really do this? Did they really made this trade? So anyway, I was excited like everybody else was.
I mean, you've been with the team, what, 20-something years? How many years have you been with the Giants?
24 seasons.
Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah. I left off a couple years. I remember when Posey, I remember when Pence got acquired and, like, you know, I don't know what they were called at the time, but NBC Sports Bay Area, like, followed Pence's limo to the stadium. Remember that?
It was Comcast Sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was pretty crazy. Is this the biggest in-season trade since you've been with the Giants?
Yes. Yes, it is. Pence was big. He was, and I guess there've been some other ones, but I think this is clearly the biggest, you know, and not just because, of who Devers is, but also because of where he is in his career and how you know, at the time we were super excited because the Giants had a really good team again in 2012, and they felt like they needed something extra. And Pence was an all-star and a really high level player, but he was also a guy who was sort of, I can't remember if he was a free agent at the end of that year or maybe the next year, but it, you know, it was more of a like, okay, this is a short term. We just made a big move. And you know, Carlos Beltran was a big move, and we were excited about that. There have been some others. Chris Bryant was a big move and got us all excited in 2021 because of the, you know, how good that Giants team was. This one's different because of Devers, his age, his career track record, and the fact that he's going to be here, they know, for a long time. This is, I think, clearly in the last two decades, clearly the biggest trade the Giants have made.
They're going to introduce him later today, and I'm sure someone's going to ask him, so I'll ask you a similar question. Where do you think he ends up playing? Obviously, there's many positions on a diamond, and there's many ways to get a guy in the lineup, but if you had to spitball, what do you think they do?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, I think the easy answer is, at least for now, if he's okay just being the DH, I think that's the easiest answer for now. You know, it's just be the everyday designated hitter. And then if in the off season or, you know, when there's a little more time to sort of think it through and talk about it, if, you know, because he's never played first base. That, you know, that I think that's part of what kind of went sideways in Boston is, okay, you ask him to move off the position he really likes to play and has always played, that's one thing, and he did it, and he wasn't happy about it, and that, you know, apparently there just wasn't very good communication about it. Okay, but then you're asking him in the middle of a season to do something he's never done before, and, you know, he's a proud, accomplished athlete and already had some hurt feelings about it. So my guess would be that is probably not his preferences, and I think the Giants want to make him feel like he's got a lot of agency in this. Like, it's one thing to, like, say, okay, be a team player and do what's best for the team. That's cool, and that's important. But I think you also have to recognize that these guys are very prideful, all of them. They want to be in a position to succeed. And so I think a lot of it's going to be on Devers and what he prefers. I think first base is a realistic project for the long term. But my guess for now is just be the DH and go rake.
Could you see a scenario where one of the guys, whether it's Adamas, Chapman, Devers himself, maybe slides over to second base and you move things around? I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
I'd find that hard. I think Adamas is going to be the shortstop, and I think Chapman's going to be the third baseman. So I don't see those guys moving. I mean, Devers has played some second base, and I guess, you know, you could ask him whether he was interested in doing that. You know, he's gotten bigger, stronger over the course of his career. And, you know, maybe at this point, that's not a realistic spot for him. Again, like, especially middle of the season. So my guess is Adamas, shortstop, Chapman, third base, pretty locked in.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast, Giants broadcaster, 95.7 The Game, Giants insider. Endeavors now is going from Fleming to Fleming when it comes to home run calls. Dave's brother, Will, obviously, working for the Red Sox radio network out there calling Boston games. I'm sure, not that you have insider info per se, but I'm sure your brother, you know, gave you some little tidbits about Rafael Devers. Like, what do you think the Giants are getting in Rafael Devers, the person, now? Because a lot has been made in these last, you know, 48 hours. Dave, I'm sure, you know, the WEEI out there, they're going nuts. Jonathan Papelbon was on our station yesterday, Dave, going nuts about the guy. They think he was a me first player. He's not a team guy. What do you make of all of that and him now being a San Francisco Giant?
Yeah, my brother has never thought that about him, ever. Yeah, my brother knows him really well. My brother speaks fluent Spanish. So for a lot of the Spanish speaking players, my brother becomes, especially when they're young, somebody that they can kind of lean on and, you know, talk to and maybe ask a question of or whatever. So he's had a good relationship with Rafi for a long time. And he really likes him a lot. And I think that everybody, everybody acknowledges he is a great kid who loves to play the game. You know, one thing my brother has said to me about him over the years, not just this week when I've been grilling him about him, but for a long time, he's a shy person. You know, he doesn't want to be in the limelight, and he wants to be in the limelight in terms of playing in big games. He is not shy about the big moments on the field, but he's not a big talker. He's not going to be a vocal leader probably of this team, although you never know. He could turn into that. He wants to just play the game and doesn't need like a lot of outside attention. He doesn't love to do interviews, talk about himself, and you know, that's okay. You know, so I don't want to call him like a simple guy. I don't think that's true, but I think he just likes to keep his baseball life simple. And, so I think you're going to see somebody who wants to just put his head down and go to work, and he wants to be in the lineup every day. He does not ask out. He doesn't duck away from tough. He loves hitting against lefties. He's got a great track record against lefties. He wants to be in the lineup every day. That's what makes him happy.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to see him. I mean, tonight, I hope Giants fans give him the standing ovation right at the beginning if he ends up playing tonight. I'm looking at the lineup. They got Jung-Hoo Lee, multi-year deal. Farhan, bringing him in. Willie Adames, multi-year deal. I'm just going down the lineup here. Obviously, Buster brought him in. Chapman was on a one-year deal. Buster had to get involved, and boom, he's got a multi-year deal. Ramos has been awesome, and now you put Devers in there with the multi-year deal that they've taken on. What does that say about Buster Posey, and what does that say about the Giants' ownership to be able to invest in this many people and that much money?
Yeah, I mean, they should get credit for it. They've taken some criticism here over the last few years as people have accused him of not being fully committed, and I always push back on that, and I think this is evidence that they are committed to having a championship-caliber team here. I do. And I think it tells you about Buster that you should believe what he says. You know, when Buster took over, he said, you know, one of the main things he said, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but in essence, you know, he prefers and wants to and really believes in the value of having a core group of players that is together for a long time. That's how you build team chemistry. That's how you build a bond where everybody plays for each other, where you have an unselfish type of baseball where you're playing for the team. You're not necessarily focused on individual goals. And, you know, I don't think Buster was criticizing players on short-term deals from the past years, but there's always like a competing interest when you're churning through a roster and bringing in guys on one-year deals or option deals or whatever, where, you know, they have to be thinking about what's my next contract and how am I best set up for that? As opposed to, I think Buster's preference strongly is to have a core group that is together for a while. And it's amazing. I mean, he's only been in charge for this year. I mean, this is his first year, and the Giants, you just rattled it off. They have their core. This is the Giants team for now and for the foreseeable future. I mean, they have shortstop, third base, catcher, you know, DH, first base, whatever you want to call, Devers, center field, left field, those positions are locked down for a while. And so I think Buster has gone out and done exactly what he said he was going to do. And in pretty quick fashion, I mean, I'm sort of shocked at how efficiently he's done it, but that's how he believes in building a team. And now, you know, for the foreseeable future, I mean, you're probably not going to have, I never say never, but like this is going to be the big splash for a while. And now the focus really is internal development, coaching, getting your own players better, maximizing your own guys' ability, developing more young guys to supplement this team that is going to be together for the next several years.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to see where the leadership is going to be on this team. You know, and I think about the culture shock for this guy going from Boston to San Francisco and how different things are done, you know, on and off the field over there versus over here. What kind of clubhouse culture is Devers walking into right now?
Yeah, very positive culture, work-oriented culture, but not an uptight, you know, paranoid culture, that's for sure. And I think in Boston, it's easy sometimes. I'm not saying that's what's going on in Boston right now, but it's just, it can be easy there to have that happen. And here, it's just, I think this is a very professional team led by Adamas Chapman and Wilmer Flores, sort of as the examples of that attitude. And I think Adamas and Devers are going to get along really well. They're almost exactly the same age. I think Adamas is going to be a hugely positive influence for Devers, just feeling comfortable and feeling welcomed and feeling relaxed getting here. Same thing for Wilmer. I think those guys are going to be really important to him. And, you know, Devers is a guy who can get along with anybody, but he has been in one place for his whole career. This is going to be a big time shock to him. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little adjustment period in terms of the on-field performance. This is very hard to do. He's going from one extreme to another, you know, as far away from his baseball home as you can possibly get, to a place where he's hardly ever played, a division that he doesn't see very often. Everything's going to be new for him. That is a big time challenge. And I think those veteran guys are going to really help him with that transition.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Rose Giants broadcaster, our Giants 95.7 The Game insider. And Dave, I opened up this, you know, interview talking about pressure being a privilege. And with the addition of one Rafael Devers, obviously he brings the legitimacy of a World Series title, multi-time All-Star. The guys had big moments in the biggest games in the playoffs. So who now that Rafael Devers comes to this lineup, who's the pressure taken off the most here when it comes to the San Francisco Giants and some of these other guys?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I think on paper, it takes the pressure off of Adamas and Chapman, you know, just to be, those guys can just be the players that they are. They don't have to like look and say, I'm hitting cleanup, I'm hitting third, I gotta be a certain type of player. I think those guys are pretty self-aware. I don't think they're putting a ton of pressure on themselves to do that anyway. But I think in theory, it, you know, that the thing about this trade that's most appealing to me is this whole, and the three of us have talked about it a lot this year. Like, what are the Giants missing from this team? The one thing they really were missing was a middle of the order, just a masher, just a star level hitter. They had a lot of good players, a lot of good all around players, a lot of great pitching. But you didn't have the one guy you say, okay, that guy can carry your offensive team. And they have that now. I mean, that's what the Devers is. Devers is a truly elite hitter. And he happens to be left-handed, which the Giants were very right-handed. And he is the perfect fit for this current Giants team. Exactly the player that they needed. So, you know, in theory, it takes the pressure off everybody because the guy's really, really good. And he's going to be on base a ton, and he's going to hit for a lot of power, and he's going to drive in a lot of runs, and he makes them way better, better.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Dave, and I do want to get into the game Friday night, which I thought was one of the best games of Logan Webb's career. It was just an unbelievable game. I was so happy for Casey Schmidt. If Devers walks up to you today, and I know your brother Will, and you guys start talking and whatever, and he says, name one spot I have to eat in San Francisco, what would your answer be to him?
Oh my gosh. I got to call my brother first and see what he likes. See what I got to get a little inside info and see what he likes.
Well, what if he said, what's your favorite place to eat? What if he asked you that one?
I just tell him I'm bringing him out here for we'll go to breakfast in my neighborhood and just hang in the neighborhoods. Cause you know, that's what I love about San Francisco. We get all these great places, but I love my hood So we'll go to Hamburger Haven and order an omelet, and we'll talk about being on the Giants. Yeah.
My hood? Get the Young Jeezy, My Hood song. That might be the new Dave Fleming song. I love that.
I'm so hood.
It's so good. Hey, but Dave, Friday night. I know Sunday, we were kind of robbed of the game itself, and I know Saturday was a tough one. It was. It was just a tough one. I thought Logan Webb looked as good as he's ever looked on Friday night, given the lineup he was going up against. And I think it was Kisner behind the dish. I thought he called a brilliant game. And to see Casey have that moment in that game, I know he got hurt, but man, that was, That's one of those Giants moments I'm going to remember for years to come.
Yeah, I felt great for him. And Webb, I agree with you on Webb. Because Webb has struggled against the Dodgers a lot. And he struggled early in games. And if you struggle early in games and the Dodgers are rolling out Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman as their top three hitters, I mean, that is a wake-up call like no other in baseball right now. And he just blew through the first inning, and those guys never got on base against him for the whole game. They were thin in the bullpen on Friday night. There was no Rodriguez. There was no Doval on Friday. They knew they needed length out of Webb. He gave them seven innings on the road in that environment. That's one of the best starts of his career. I'm with you. And he should be really proud about that, the pressure of that game. And then Casey, look, Casey, we know he's got this opportunity here. Now, Casey's another guy who the pressure gets alleviated a little bit with Devers being here in the short term. Just, you know, Casey was hitting fourth and fifth this weekend, and, you know, he doesn't have to do that now for the next few days, at least until, you know, whenever Chapman's going to be back in a couple weeks or whatever it takes for Chapman. But, yeah, Casey's got a great opportunity. Hopefully he's okay with his ankle. I think he's going to be fine and can keep proving that he deserves at-bats. He's got an opportunity. Even when Chapman comes back, they're going to make room for Casey Schmidt to get more at-bats if he keeps swinging it like he has.
Dave, should we start talking about this Giants team after this trade as legit World Series contenders now?
Yes, you should. I mean, you know, the competition's really stiff in the National League, but the Giants don't have to get, they don't have to win the division to win the World Series. They got to get in, and then they got a legit shot. I mean, the Giants pitching, you know, assuming that Webb and Robbie Ray can just stay healthy and stay out there, with the Giants bullpen the way it is, you go into the playoffs with, you know, a couple starters that you think can really dominate in a playoff environment and a bullpen that can be dominant, that is a great formula. And they have other starters who I think they think can do that too. But, you know, two guys with a lot, it's asking a lot of young guys to go to the playoffs and carry you. It's possible. The Giants have had a couple of young guys do that in the past, but it's hard. So that's where the veteran presence of Webb and Ray, I think, would come into play. They are World Series capable. They are.
Wow. I love hearing that. I mean, I'm just so fired up. This team had a lot of really nice pieces, and now you add this centerpiece, you know, the New York steak or the filet mignon to the dish, and it just changes everything. I'm just so fired up. Now, on the way out the door, obviously they got to give to get, right? You have to get rid of some players. That's how a trade works. And I went through the history of the Giants, and there's been some great trades. There's been some really equal trades. There's been some bad ones. You know, trading away George Foster, that's not a great one. Harrison out the door. Jordan Hicks out the door. Tibbs out the door. This kid Bayo, who we don't know. What's going to be your lasting impression on, let's just go with Kyle Harrison. So much promise. Obviously, he's got some time to go. And going back with Andrew Bailey to be reunited. Any closing thoughts on him? As we say goodbye to the local guy.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they gave up talent in this trade. They did. All four of those guys are talented. Bayo's got a chance to be a big league pitcher. He's a few years away. He has an arm that can be a big league pitcher. Tibbs definitely is going to be a big leaguer. I mean, he may not be a star, but he is going to be a major leaguer at some point. James Tibbs, it can hit and have some power. So, you know, there's a chance that that comes back to bite him a little bit. Jordan Hicks has a role on a big league pitching staff, no doubt. Was he crowded out here? Yes. I mean, I think dealing away Hicks, I don't want to disrespect Jordan because he's very talented and he might turn into a stud for the Red Sox in the bullpen. That's how they're going to use him. But if he wasn't going to be a starter here in this bullpen, you know, I'm not saying he was superfluous. He could have helped, but that's trading from a strength. Kyle Harrison is probably, you know, the key to the whole trade. And I still really believe in Kyle. Kyle can be an excellent major league starter. He, you know, if he can just keep working on that breaking ball, the changeup I thought was really excellent in Colorado. I actually thought his last start against the Rockies was very encouraging. I thought the changeup was really good. We know the fastball plays. If he stays healthy and throws that fastball the way he can be a high-level major league starting pitcher. I wish him all the best. I really like Kyle. I'm going to miss him. It hurts to lose him. You know, it helps when you have other young, talented starting pitching, but I'm going to miss Kyle.
Hey, Dave, really good stuff today. We greatly appreciate your time. Good luck in the future. And obviously, say hi to your brother, obviously, this weekend. Red Sox are coming into town. Could you have timed it any better? I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's going to be a big, it's going to be a big deal here, and it's going to be a huge deal back in Boston. I mean, the fact that the Sox are here this weekend is going to be a massive story, and you know, it'd be interesting to watch Devers. Sometimes that doesn't go well. You know, sometimes the player wants, this isn't really a try hard sport. It can be tough to, like, you know, be so determined to get it done. That can be a tough way to go, but gosh, I guarantee you Rafael Devers is going to be very motivated to swing the bat well this weekend.
is Uncle Will going to be swinging the sticks with you and your boy at any point this weekend?
I think we're going to get out on Friday morning. He's there. They have an off day on Thursday. So I think if you swing over to Harding Park on Thursday, you might see him while the Giants are playing. And then we'll have a little cookout at the house probably Thursday, and maybe after the game Saturday, have some friends over. We've got a whole weekend planned with Uncle Will in town.
That's awesome. Hey, good stuff, Dave. Again, happy Father's Day. Belated to you and your family, and we'll do it again next week.
Great. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go. That is Dave Fleming, courtesy of the River Islands.
Guest. I'm so pumped. I'm just so pumped.
World Series contender.
No, Harding Park. Go see the Flemings. I might have to go sneak out there.
You want to do that? Ruin their family moment by you just sneaking on there? Hey, it's Joe Shasky here.
Well, I played Fleming on last Friday, so maybe I just go out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.